Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. How y'all like that introduction song? I went old school on tonight, Back Down Memory Lane. I think that was Minnie Riperton. If you missed the introduction song, I might play it again before the night is over. How's everybody doing? Like I said, welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. It's Friday, December 16th, and hopefully everybody is healthy, blessed. It's a lot of sickness going around, and sickness and death and it's just so much going on negative right now in the world. It kind of reminds you of microphone with this microphone. It kind of remind you of, you know, when you was young and your parents used to tell you about, they used to tell you about times like this when the summers would be as winters, and the winters would be as fall, and they would kind of tell you, like, beware, could get your life together, because that's when the world might be coming to an end. And now it's all upon us. We see the, we see it might be 70, 60 degrees in December. It might be 80 degrees in January. We see mass executions and suicides, depression, broken families, crime, gangs, killings. There's just so much negative going on. Sometimes you kind of you trying to wonder. You wonder, like, is it really the world, or is just the people in it? Friends changing faces against other friends, but that's not nothing really new. That's been going on. Fake friends, people faking it. That's been going on for the longest. But it's more now. So you have to make your children and your nieces and nephews and even yourself more aware of what's going on nowadays. Me, I choose my friends wisely. I'd rather have four quarters than 100 pennies any day. Tonight, excuse me, we got a special show. It's a different kind of show because I got a Christmas party to go to. So I'm going to do the podcast as long as I could, and I'm trying to get to this Christmas party. Now, I've never been to a Christmas party in my life. Never. A job Christmas party, a friend Christmas party, any kind of Christmas party. Yo, I actually had to YouTube how to gift wrap a present. I had to YouTube how to gift wrap a present today because I was in a grab bag. And that felt awkward to have to YouTube how to gift wrap a present. I remember the first time I decorated a Christmas tree. I was about 19 years old. I was working at St. Joseph Hospital, and I was working in the recovery room. And they wanted to put a Christmas tree in the recovery room. And they asked me what I decorated. And I had to tell them I didn't know anything about, you know, decorating a Christmas tree. And I explained to them the situation, how I grew up a Jehovah's Witness and stuff like that. So it was like some white ladies, Jewish ladies, Philippine ladies. They was like, we're going to teach you how to decorate a Christmas tree. I was 19 or 20, first time I ever put anything on a Christmas tree. And it was crazy, let me tell you. I was, the emotions and the moods was crazy. I even think I was crying. I'm not even sure, like, because it was like a feeling like I couldn't believe it, like to be 19 or 20 and be the first time you ever put a decoration on a Christmas tree. But that's real. I remember the first time I got a birthday cake. A female gave me a birthday cake. And I can't remember how old I was. Had to be around 85. So I graduated from high school in 81. I would have been 18. So I had to be about 21 the first time I ever got seen actually birth 21. And I cried again. So anyway, Christmas is among us. Christmas is among us. And I really feel nothing for it. I'm not trying to really understand it or anything like that. People who do, it's cool. I'm not knocking them. Ho, ho, ho. On the mistletoe and all that other shit that go along with it. I hope Santa come down the chimney and all that other good shit that people believe in and talk about. Oh, and I think they say that's Jesus Christ's birthday. Something like that. We all know that's a lie. Okay, I see people starting to come on the line now. What we gonna do tonight is since I see the people on the line is pressing one, give me a minute. Bear with me. So what I'm gonna do tonight is let me say this first. We haven't had the Lisa experience in about 3 weeks. I've been doing like something new, like interviewing and shit. Different people, but I also want to give her her props with that, because I used to do interviews before, but I stopped. But she started the interviews back, interviewing her daughter and her coworker and her son, and now it seemed like it's like a snowball effect, you know. You roll a snowball down the hill and it get bigger and bigger. Now I started interviewing people. The other podcasts on Wednesday, they started interviewing people. Humble X on Monday started interviewing people. So kudos. You know what I mean? You got to, you know what I mean? My family, we all trendsetters anyway. But I don't want her to think that went unnoticed. Whether that's the reason or what, interviews make the podcast better, whatever. I'm just acknowledging that she did start the interviews back up. And she's going to be doing her own show again. But tonight, we're going to do something different. Tonight, she actually going to be my co-host for about an hour. So, or 45 minutes until I get out of here and go to this Christmas party. She's going to be my co-host. Is there anything else I wanted to say? Let me see. Make sure I touched on everything. I guess I did. Let's start the show. 4785, you here?
Good evening, everyone. How you
What's
doing
up?
Tonight?
What's going on?
Nothing. Another day, another weekend.
Another day, another weekend?
Yeah, another weekend coming.
Another weekend coming and another weekend going.
Yeah, well, we just starting it tonight.
Did you hear my introduction song?
Yes.
You like that?
Well, you know, I don't remember it, but it was pretty good.
You don't remember that song, Back Down Memory Lane? For real, Minnie Ripleton.
Okay, so since my brother was talking about us growing up together, a lot of things...
Wait, hold on. That was like anyway, let's keep going type thing?
No, I'm going to tell you that... for me, music, I didn't listen to it later on because we grew up not listening to music. So my brother know more music than I do. I'm just really starting to learn a lot of the music. So when I hear it, when he plays certain things, say, do I remember it? I'm not familiar, but it's always nice to hear something that I might have missed growing up. And, you know, sometimes I might even replay it, you know, to listen to it. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, you know, yeah, because most of our family was music. We all play. I think maybe you might be the only one who didn't play an instrument.
I was the only one that she didn't want to pay for. to get lessons.
I think
because
Bug played the bass. Jerome played the guitar and the flute. Pete played the guitar. Mommy played the piano a little bit. I played the saxophone and the clarinet.
Nicole played the
piano. It skipped over you. And Nicole played the piano. I think it skipped over you.
No, I didn't skip. I just didn't get there.
Huh?
It wasn't skip. Just didn't get there.
Oh, you didn't have no interest for that.
You don't know. We never talked about it, but I did want to play piano.
Okay. maybe in another lifetime.
Well, I would have enjoyed this one because I could have remembered it. But I mean, we could move on.
Well, anyway, you missed Eastside Marching Band. Then I made it. You missed it.
Oh no, I would have never did that.
Why not?
That was just too much sacrifice. I didn't want to do that.
Too much sacrifice.
Yeah, I was there with you, remember? Taking you there early in the morning, getting up 6 o'clock to take you there to do your practicing and your running around the field and coming home late, trying to do your homework and trying to exercise to keep your body in shape to do it. No, I was a part of that taking you there. I forgot
all about. I didn't know you took me, because I always tell people I never went to school on time in high school. When I went, I always went early in the morning because we had band practice, so we had to be there. I think at 7, something like that, 6, 7. So anybody who was in the band, we never went to school on time.
Yeah, I used to take you.
Okay, well, alrighty then. Thank you.
Yeah, I did a lot of things. Remember, I took you to do your newspaper route, too.
Oh, yeah, I think I said that on another show. I said that I think I was 11 or 12 years old, and I had got a paper route.
Yeah.
And I think you just start driving.
Yeah.
And I used to get up in the morning and take me to deliver. And all my friends had to ride their bikes and deliver their route. I remember used to get up and used to drive me in your car to deliver my papers. Yeah. I don't know if you wanted to do that, but somehow
hey,
you wound up doing it.
I was the type of sister that I never was angry about doing nothing for you. If that's what you wanted to do, then I was there to help you. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're here for.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm quite sure if you was the youngest, I was the youngest one, you would have did the same. Maybe.
Of course.
Yeah, well, maybe.
No, I would have.
No, I'm telling you, maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, because, you know, I asked you a lot of things, and it was maybe.
I was a busy person.
Yeah, okay. I just want to tell all the listeners this one thing, since it is Christmas time. I want to tell you a story, and I'm going to get back to the host. We had our second child together. His son was 2 months older than my son. So I watched his son for New Year's while he was then married go out for New Year's. So he came to pick his son up, and I was 9 months pregnant. And when I gave him the baby and I walked him to the door, my water broke. So it was the first time my water ever broke. And he said, well, I got to go. I said, well, wait till my husband get back. You know what I mean? This never happened. I'm afraid. No, I got my wife in the car, and I got to leave. So he left me. And I stood there with water all on the floor, and I'm like saying, nobody here. I'm in the house by myself. My water broke, and he left me. So I just sat there. I didn't cry or nothing. I just sat there and said, this is unbelievable that I might have this baby here by myself. So I just wanted to throw that out at you. So that's why I said maybe.
Let me see something. One second.
Yeah, I know that was coming. But that's for all the ladies in the house. The men would never understand it, but that's for all the ladies in the house. They got my back.
Everybody out there, they heard that. That was the water break. That was the water break story. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Let's see who out there. 7080, you live.
I'm in the building. Say less. What's good, y'all?
You in the building.
What's up, Jay? What up, Lisa? This is Deshaun. I'm in the building. You heard?
What's up?
How y'all
this
doing?
Is the behind
y'all
the,
funny
this
as hell.
Is the behind the, this is the behind the wall prison call.
Yeah, y'all funny as hell. Hey, listen, I say this though, Lisa. Now he may have left you then, but let somebody came over there talking junk, he wasn't going nowhere.
Right.
Maybe. We'll still say maybe.
Huh?
Still say
nah.
Maybe. I'm going to tell you, I had four brothers. Everyone probably know that by now. And I was the only girl. But let me tell you, I had to take care of myself. My brothers did their own thing. Everybody said, oh, you were spoiled, but I wasn't spoiled. And I did more for my brothers than my brothers ever did for me. And I'm not saying it in a bad way because I love all my brothers. I'm just saying that they all lived their life and I was okay with it.
Okay. I think because I'm the youngest, so I kind of felt that way too. But I was always a street dude. You feel me? Like I wasn't trying to be under my brothers. Like them jokers was on doing like whatever they was doing. I was in the hood. Like I didn't care. You feel me? Jay, it's been real in here, man.
What up?
It's been real in this jail, man. Like everything is bonkers, bro. Like, it was the last time I talked to you. Like 90% of this motherfucking jail tested positive for COVID, bro.
Wow.
I was one of the fortunate ones who didn't test positive this time. But you know, I thank God for that, man. One thing I want to say is, man, shout out to everybody that's listening and calling in, man. Like, Jay been doing this for a minute. He been doing this for a minute. He been holding this down for a minute. I'm inviting people next week to come in and listen. I'm inviting people to you up and running next week?
When you said am I what?
Are you going to be on air next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know around some days, you know, people just, you know, it's a shutdown period. But I'm going to invite people to start coming on this podcast and a couple of other ones that's been Liddy that you've been going to that's been supporting this one. I'm going to bring some heavy hitters on here, you know, some of my people that signed the Universal Records and, you know, different labels. I'm bringing them through, see what's going on so we can chop it up in here a little bit too. But, yeah, entrepreneurs, you know, small business people, you know, up-and-coming artists. I want to bring some people through so they could just set the tone, you know what I mean? I think I need to write you I think I need to get me or one of my artists to write you a track for your intro song.
Hey, I would love
I'm gonna work
a
on
track
that.
For my intro song. I would love that.
You know, I'm gonna talk to my artist. I'm gonna get with somebody and, you know, get something together for you.
Okay.
Wednesday night,
yo,
I was
look,
on.
Hold up. I don't mean to cut you off. Did you say half the jail tested positive for COVID?
Yeah, like 90% of these jokers tested positive for COVID.
90.
Like 90%. Like. It's over 300 people in the area I'm in, right? We take the test weekly. It's only about 15, 20 of us taking the test right now.
Wow.
Like, this shit, the jail been shut down since, let me see, October 22nd, October 20th. October 20th, the jail started getting shut down. It was a Friday. People started testing positive. October 22nd, I wanted to quarantine because I had an inconclusive COVID test. You know, then I came out of quarantine 3 days later because I took negative tests. By that time, that shit was going, the count was just going up. Like 10, 15, 20, 30 people at a time testing positive for COVID. But one thing I do think is, like, a lot of them was faulty. A lot of them was, you know, false positives. Like, because we do the spit, the saliva test. Like, I'm trying to get these jokers to do the nasal test because I seen a motherfucker put water, straight up water, in the test, and it came back positive.
Wait a minute. What kind of test they giving y'all if it ain't nasal?
It's the saliva test.
How they do that?
You spit in the tube and they send it to the lab.
You spit
one day
in
I'm
the
steal,
tube?
One day I'm going to steal a, one day I'm going to steal an extra one to send it to you.
You
I don't care. I'm going to steal an extra one. Yeah. And then you
put
the top on it. Yeah, it's a tube. You spit it in. It's a top with some blue liquid in. You turn the top, the blue liquid mixing with your saliva. And we put it in the box. They scan it. We put it in the box. And they send it to the lab, allegedly.
Wow. That's deep. Well, look, we out here praying for you that you stay safe.
Appreciate y'all. God. Yeah. I'm going through a little bit right now, but you know, I'm going to
yo, let's talk.
I know
about
before
it.
I
let's
huh?
talk about it. What you going
no,
through?
No. I'm going through a little bit of struggle right now because I had to shut a lot of my stuff down, but I'm going to support you regardless. So, I'm going to support this show. And probably within the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be making my donation to your show so we can keep this thing up and going. So I will have to
see,
have my assistant,
secretary. You must be built from a different cloth because everybody should think like that. You know what I mean? Like, I look at all these other podcasts and the donations and the stuff they get. You know, they don't think about it. It's like it's really like an engine. It's really like a job to come out here every week and entertain and educate and, you know, and speak knowledge and wisdom. Where you hope that people might understand. And you know, not even that, laughter, joy, pain. But anyway, that's a good statement that you just said about, you know what I mean, like, because a lot of people don't look at it like time is money and money is time, but a lot of people don't really see stuff like that.
And listen, though, if you try to get some stuff made for your radio show, clothing, cups, hats, whatever you want, let me know. You know, I got my clothing line. My brother and I, we got our clothing line. We make that shit happen. Lisa, you too. We make some stuff for you.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Whatever y'all need, we got y'all. Like, we do cups, we do candles, we do blankets, we do jackets and hoodies.
Yo.
Jay. Yeah.
When are you coming home?
Well, because of COVID, everything keep getting postponed. So I go to court, allegedly, now in April. I've been trouble-free for the last 2 years.
How many years you been locked up?
19. I've been down 19 years, man. But at the same token, bro, like...
How many times... I mean, I'm not getting in your personal business, but how many times you been to the parole board? How many times you been to the parole board, if you've been there?
I ain't been to the parole board. You know,
you've been in prison.
I got a hand problem, man.
You never been to the parole. You've been in prison 19 years. You never been to the parole board.
I'm in a program at this time, so we don't go see parole. Like, you know, what's the name of the show? Keeping it Real with Jay, right?
Keeping it Real. All
right. Yeah, Keeping it Real. So I'm gonna keep it real. My charges consist of a sex offense, right? So I'm in a place that's called civil commitment. They said I'm too dangerous to go back to society. Allegedly, right? But the director of this program said we're not here for treatment. This is supposed to be a treatment facility. He said we're not here for treatment. We here for public safety. So no matter what we do, no matter how much we find or we've been found to be safe, this place don't want to let people go. I have paperwork to prove that I didn't do what I'm locked up for, but they don't want to hear none of that. They want me to say I did X, Y, and Z. So this place is like the catch-22. If you say you didn't do something, they hold it against you. If you say you did something, they hold it against you. So when I got out of the prison time in 2008, they brought me here, which is right down the street, right? And I swear, like, there was people that been here since this building opened in 1990-something. I was like, God damn, nigga, nobody was going home unless they was here for children or they was leaving in a body bag.
Okay, but look, how old are you now?
But we go to court once a year.
How old are you now?
I'm 39.
So you've been in prison since you was 20?
Yep.
All right. So other than what you told me that they doing, what about you? What can you do to help yourself get out?
Well,
in 19 years, I'm thinking like you could have studied or been in the library or wrote some kind of petitions or legations or something to say. It's been 19
years. Well,
I
finished my education. I went to school. I got a couple college credits. I did that. Also, I have been in touch with some of the senators in New Jersey. I have been in touch with some of the directors of the political party in different areas. You know what I'm saying? The Department of Justice, I'm waiting for them to respond back to me. I wrote the White House, and they shipped it down to the Department of Justice. I'm working with them right now. You know Pooh, right?
Pooh?
You know Pooh, right?
Pooh, sound familiar.
Doretha Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Reuben Carter's daughter. Yeah, so I'm talking to her,
Theodore.
Too. He called it Theodore. Yeah, Pooh. I call her Aunt Pooh.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I'm in touch. I've been, you know, talking to her from time to time and letting her know what's going on. I'm trying to currently, we had a couple of protests that didn't go, too many people didn't show up. However, we planning something. I'm trying to plan something for like when the weather break is warm out to do some more protests outside. I'm providing T-shirts and stuff for people that's going to come out here and protest. You know, I'm lost, but I'm not lost or forgotten. Like, I still have family. We still have people that care for us. You know, so everything that I can possibly do, like, I challenge their stuff in the courthouse. I file papers for the appellate division. I file papers for the Supreme Court. Like, I'm not just sitting here doing nothing. You know, these some guys,
yeah, that's
they
what
don't want to
that,
put.
That's what I was saying. You know what I mean? That's what,
like,
I was, that's what I really was speaking on.
Like, Jake, what, in the like, last year, in the last couple of years, I done put like $20,000 out of my pocket to make them do things. Some of these guys don't even want to put up $100, bro. I done spent $20,000 out of my own pocket to fight for stuff.
Yeah, but I know, but you've been locked up 19 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But tell us, like, you don't sound sad. Like, you don't sound, you know, you don't sound angry.
I can't be down and out because my higher power, God, you know, God has changed my mindset. Like, if I continue to be angry, I will continue to be in prison. You know, I'm free. I might be locked up, but I'm free. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm free.
Right.
Like, my spirit is free. I'm not locked up. Listen, in 19 years of me being incarcerated, I have a clothing line, I have a record label, and I'm doing very well. You know, I go to church, you know, I'm about to learn. Hey, listen, here go a little gut shot. I'm about to learn to play the keyboard. I bought me a keyboard. Right? I'm about to learn to play the keyboard. I'm about to teach myself how to play the keyboard, actually. But I do things every day. Like, I work out. I eat healthy. I eat good food. I don't eat steak food. I don't eat what the guys in prisons eat. I buy my own food. I wear my own clothing. Like, I wear what I want to feel free. You know, back in the day, Jay, you know you would never see me, like, try to keep up with it. Like, I tried to, back then, I used to try to keep up with the Joneses, you feel me? But now I'm not trying to keep up with the Joneses or the Kardashians. They need to keep up with me because I'm going places. You feel me? So all the extra shenanigans that these guys are into, like, I done sold the cigarettes. I done sold the cell phones. I done sold the drugs, you know, but I'm not doing that no more because I there's a door grated open for me. You know, they said, you know, God will open the door that no one can shut, and he will close doors that no man can open. But I know and I feel it in my spirit and I feel it in my heart that come 2023, 2024, I will be home. You know, I see it. There's a lot of, like, I you know me. You was there as you and your sister was there as I grew up. So, yeah, I knew the attitude, like, oh, no, we're not going to let you just say what you want to us. Like, you know what I mean? We'll pop off on you real quick. But I've been eating so much crow, man. Like, you know, I feel good to have been out of trouble for the last 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels good to say, hey, man, I ain't punched nobody in their face in 5 years. You know, jokers to see me like, oh, that joker was talking. Like, if you was to come here and with people that know me from the street, like, damn, yo, that nigga just called you a bitch and you just walked away. Yep. Because if I hit him, I know what I'm losing. I know what punching people in the face is worth. Now, I'm not saying if a joker put their hands on me, I'm going to break him down like a double-barrel shotgun. But I don't give people that reason. You know, I stay to myself. I stay to, you know, in my studies. I stay in prayer. I go to church every Sunday that they allow us to have service. I go to the groups that they give us. I go to the meetings, whatever thing I can do to keep myself safe and get me closer to being home to my family. Everything else is obsolete. Like, I try to make it here every Friday. I try to make it here. The other podcast, I'm going to try to make it to as well. But it's support from people like you, Jay, you know what I'm saying, that keeps me afloat. Like, I call you on the regular. I call my mother on the regular. I call my peoples from, you know, in the industry that I deal with on the regular, people that I talk to daily. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I have this podcast. I have a radio show that I do on iHeart with my boy Jig, you know. So my day is full. And I work, you know, I work out, So I do a lot of different things to keep myself, keep my mind set as if I'm on my way home tomorrow. If it could take me 2 years, my mindset is I'm going home tomorrow. I don't let
That's
this stuff bother me no more, man. So tomorrow I'm going home. So you know how in prison we get a date. So in prison we get a date, we just fall back and play our bunks like a punk. So every day is my last day in jail. My mind is free. So I'm not, I may be locked up, but I'm not locked out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My mind, my spirit, and my soul is free.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, I'm
going to
keep it honest with you. When I first got locked up, I had several suicide attempts because I thought my life was over. But it was one person. Like, I don't even know the lady's name because this she was a nurse at the jail. And every day she came with a word of encouragement that made me change my mindset. So every day I seen her, I'd be like, hey, beautiful, how you doing? She said, hey, handsome. This lady had to be all of about 60 years old. When I went down prison, I seen her twice. She came and worked at the prison I went to.
Right.
But, you know, I say that because, like, you said I don't sound down and out at the beginning of my beard, you know, especially me having death after death after death after death after death. Man, I'm not going to say it's not a struggle for me, but I got, you know, I have my family, I have my children, I have my grandson.
But look, Jay, but how much time did they give you? How much time was you sentenced?
They gave me my bid, my sentence was 6 years with 85%.
6 years, so 85%.
I was supposed to be home December 23rd, 2008, but because of this civil commitment, because I won't. They want me to say, "Hey, I forced somebody to do something," when I got proof, and even the person who I allegedly offended said it didn't happen like that. So
I know it's something to be in prison 19 years and you never been to parole. That's why I'm saying. So you was only sentenced to 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
But you've been in prison 19 years.
19 years, bro. I'm in a treatment facility
said,
now. I'm not in the prison right now. You feel what I'm saying?
But
so it's
said,
like a catch-22.
Yeah,
certain a lot of states have shut this shit down.
If you say you did it, you could come home. If you say you did it, you could come home immediately.
I will have to. Now, if I say I did it, then here go the other side to it. Now, I have, in the last few years, said I did it, right? So in this place I'm in now, we have different levels of treatment, right? There's phase one, phase two, phase 3A, 3B, 4, and then 5, right? So since I said I did this and I've been expressing whatever they had, just reading off of the paperwork that they have, I'm on level 3B right now.
Yeah.
So next year I'll probably be level 4, and that's when we go to the furloughs and the discharge process and all that stuff. So right now I'm trying to get in writing a place where I can go get some substance abuse treatment and stuff like that when I leave, get a letter from one of the programs that I get some substance abuse treatment when I leave. My brother's writing a letter for me to have a place of employment when I leave. You know, my mom is going to write a letter for a place of residency when I leave.
Is both of your brothers
home?
I haven't seen Musa. I haven't seen Messiah lately.
He locked up again. He just got locked up a couple days ago.
I thought so.
Yeah, he just got locked up a couple days ago. Like, actually, two, three days ago, whenever they were shooting some movie on Park Ave.
That was last week.
Nah, this was the other day they was doing it too.
Yeah, okay, they still out there.
Yeah, it's about some boxer, I guess.
Oh, that's what it is?
At least that's what
so
my mother told me. You know she crazy.
He got locked up on the set.
He got locked up because he's about to beat up the guy in the liquor store or something, one of the stores. Then the cop came and grabbed him. He spit in the cop's face. Mental health is real, man. People don't understand that mental illness is taking toll of our people. You know what I'm saying? So
Messiah crazy, man.
You already know. Remember, he stole a cop car years ago.
He stole a cop car?
But, yeah, when we was younger, when I was, you know, we was younger living on Union Ave and shit, he stole a cop car, took off. But I'm going to try to, because he trying to rap, and I'm trying to get him to chill. You know, he tried to get us about the book stuff. So I told him if he get his stuff together, I will.
I never linked up with him about that. He told me he had some books and shit.
And remember, I told you, if he do what he need to do, I will pay for whatever the fee was that you charged to, you know, get do some things.
Every time I seen him, he was just hanging with chicks like he going to smash.
Mm-hmm. And then I told him, I said, listen, you get your stuff together, bro. I put you in the studio with my peoples in. We'll record some music for you. But you know who his actual cousin is, too. His actual cousin is the dude, what's that nigga name? I'm about to tell you his name in a second. He did that song, I can't remember this nigga name, man. He kind of an R&B nigga from Florida.
Oh.
He did this song, Jeremiah.
Oh, he related to Jeremiah?
Yeah, that's Victor's nephew. Jeremiah is Victor's nephew. Yeah, that's
okay.
Jeremiah is his cousin. Yeah, but even when I talked to Jeremiah, like that, he was like, he gave some information to Jacquees on the social media. He didn't even hit him up. But, I ain't trying to go, you know, I just want to do a song. Yeah. I just wanted my artist to do a song with him. That's the only reason I talked to the nigga. Like, he was in my DMs like, hey, what's up?
Yo, you got to keep doing what you're doing. But look, because I'm only going to be here 1 hour, so I got to go through some topics and shit with my sister.
Yeah, do your
quick
thing,
but,
man.
I mean,
at least
could,
I love
you,
Jay. I love you, man. Listen.
You can come on next Friday. Love you, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm about to go handle some business anyway. Love y'all, man. Y'all be, everybody, man, y'all can hear me, man. Y'all be safe, man. Keep supporting the brother,
this
man.
This my man, Dayshawn with the Behind the Wall prison call.
Yo, continue to support Jay, man. He get y'all, listen, man. Jay, just drop your whatever you got, man, so these people will send their donations, man. Support the brother, man. Do what y'all do, man, because guess what? We definitely support y'all. All right?
Exactly.
Lisa, I love you, man. I'm out.
You too. All
right. Peace. What everybody think of that? Sentenced to 6 years, doing 19. Somebody press one. What y'all think about that? Should I give him the... Or is that some real shit? Or was he holding back? He might have been holding back from us. I don't know. That's my man. Either way, that's my man, Dayshawn. You got to think about your life out here. My man been in prison 19 years. Sometimes we got to think about how lucky we is, how blessed we are. And you got people in prison, some of them even innocent. Some of them are death row and innocent. People like Dayshawn been sentenced to 6 years and been in prison 19 years. I mean, imagine if that was your life. I mean, I don't even know. I can't even fathom that in my brain. But I commend him because he sounds just as good as I sound. Like, he could be doing this show. Like, he don't got a worry in the world. So maybe it's something that I don't know. I still like my freedom over that. You still here, Lisa?
Yeah.
Before I get to that, it's a listener out here. I see the number, and she's a faithful listener, a friend to the show. Very, very good friend to the show. She texted me before the show, and she told me that she tested positive for COVID, so she wouldn't be able to come on, but she would be listening. And I see her number, and I just want to say thank you. First of all, thank you for even supporting the show in a time like this when you got COVID. And second, I want to say from everybody, you know, that's listening and the people on the link, I want everybody to send a get well soon and a silent prayer out, you know, for my listener who came down with COVID. I had COVID in August. My mother passed away from COVID complications, so I take COVID very seriously. We don't play with COVID. But anyway, she on the line, and I want everybody, you know, I want her to feel, you know, let her to know she's a friend to the show, and everybody's sending out a get well soon, and I'm sending out prayers and blessings to you, you know. You'll get over it. So, Lisa, anyway, what's up? I got a couple of more minutes here with y'all, you know. I don't know if you can continue or what you want to do. We got people on the line. I'm going to tell you the truth. You still here, Lisa?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you, you know, everybody know I got to go to a Christmas party at 9. I'm going to tell the truth. I've been sitting here drinking and smoking, and I can let everybody know that I'm officially, what's the young people word, lit, and what's the old people word, nigga, you fucked up. That's the old people shit. But anyway, we didn't even get to the topic. What you want to talk about, sis?
I don't know. It's up to you.
No, we can talk about anything because I'm at the boogie in a minute. I'm not gonna drive. I'm gonna call an Uber. Okay, so I'm gonna call an Uber. Because I'm going to a Christmas party. I don't know what to expect. I already explained everything in the beginning of the show, how I never been to a Christmas party, and then first time I ever decorated a Christmas. Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep the phone with me until I walk to the party. That's what I'm going to do, everybody. We're going to stay live on this show all the way till I get to the front door.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what's going on? What you want to talk about? You co-hosting today. What's on your mind?
Well, first I want to give a shout out to my son, who became a newly dad to a baby boy. 6 pounds, 13 ounces, my fifth grandchild, you know, blessings from God, making my family grow, you know.
You better be glad I'm not by my computer.
Why?
I would have gave you a bum, 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 bum.
Oh, no, it's a good thing for me. Also, I want to let everybody know I had I wasn't there. I had a colonoscopy, and I want to thank God that it was a terrible experience. But I want to thank you for bringing me through.
Hold up. Walk us through the colonoscopy.
Well, first you gotta detox for one whole full day. It's liquids, and then you gotta drink this stuff that make you feel miserable, and then you become buddies with the toilet, and then you go for your procedure, and then you come out, and then you got gas, and you feel. I'll tell you one thing. It wasn't the best sleep, like everybody said. For me, it wasn't. But one thing I tell you, the next day I woke up, I felt, I'm telling you, I don't know if I'll ever do it again. I might try to be detoxed, but if you ever clean out your colon, it's unbelievable how good you feel, like not to have, you don't be surprised how much junk you have in your body. And when you clean everything out, you'd be surprised how great you feel, and you also become aware of how stuff that you put inside your body really truly makes you feel. Once you do feel how I feel, that be cleaned out and healthy. You know what I mean? We do damage our body by putting things in it that is unbelievable for the one body that we carry around every day. Also, we enter into a week of people going to be going crazy getting those last gifts, you know, for Christmas. But we all got to remember, it's not what you give people, it's what you do for people. Because we can give in every day of the year, but you always have the opportunity to give someone something that's memorable, that they will remember for the rest of their life. Last night, I took my clients to Eastside Park to see the winter scene, but it was closed because it was bad weather. But I still went out and tried to take them. Go through it because it was closed. So I took them out to I treated them to Dunkin' Donuts, and then we went to Burger King. See, the thing is, it's not about unwrapping a gift. It's about things that people share with you. Time, you know what I mean? Conversation, letting people know that they are loved. See, we always talk about we want to be loved and love and happiness, but you got to be willing to give it. You got to really be able to give to somebody that you know is not really going to be getting it from anybody. You know what I mean? It's a lot of loveless people out there. You know what I mean? We all run out and go buy gifts and stuff and give it to them. We might not even see that person for the next year, or that person might not even say thank you or be grateful for the gift you gave them. We got to really start changing that around. And I know, like my brother said, we say that the season is for Christ because he was born. But Christ gave, and he didn't give nothing in a package. He gave of his time. He gave out wisdom. He gave out illustrations. He told you what his father needed for us to be able to live an abundant life. You know what I mean? So we have to take that inside and go with it. Like, it's not all about what's in a box. It's all about what's in our heart and how we give of our time, patience, and love to other people. I try to always give, like, I don't know a lot of people know it, but I'm a supervisor, and, like, I bought all my workers a gift. But I bought them a gift because we all united. Like, we all work together to take care of the people that we take care of. And I feel like I just want to let them know I'm thankful, I'm grateful that, you know, I got them on my team. No matter how you feel about a person, you still got to show love. It don't matter what you feel personally. The main thing is we're here to show people how we feel about each other. You know what I mean? We all were born for a reason. We just wasn't born to be receiving. We were born to give. You know what I mean? Do for. Like I said, I became a new grandmother. And let me tell you, my son let me see him be born. FaceTime is a it's a wonderful thing. And I watched my grandson be born, and when he came out, he was crying, and tears were rolling down my eyes. And it wasn't that I'd never seen a baby be born.
You know, I got 8 kids. I never saw a baby be born.
You never been to a Christmas party. It's okay. And so the thing is, you know, like, what I like about it is that when I leave this earth, it's still a little piece of me that's going to go on. And that's what we have to Keep playing your little stuff. But, you know, he got grandkids too, you know what I mean? But I love my family. You see, I love everybody in my family. And I hope
and
that when I do meet,
And go ahead, you talking, you got it.
I hope that when I leave this earth that a little bit of me is in a piece of all of them and they can remember me, you know, as life go on. Because we're only here for a moment. But if you leave something with somebody, it'll be here forever. You got to remember, like my brother always say, oh, it was for my mother told me this, or my mother didn't tell me this, or my father. Those are the things that we carry through life. It's not what they gave us when we was 5 years old. It's not what we wore when we was 2 years old. It's the things they told us to prepare us with the wisdom to be able to make it through this world that, you know, that we're you know, the new normal. You know what I mean? We got to really be ready for it. Like my brother said, we have to celebrate this. But let me tell you something. I had a sister-in-law who passed away. Actually, the anniversary is this month. Beverly, I want to shout out Beverly in heaven. Beverly Jackson became my sister-in-law when I was 12 years old. And she bought me and my mother our first Christmas gift. And it was mine was Candyland. And let me tell you.
You had a lot. You already was prepared. You had a lot to talk about.
Anyway, so Candyland, me and my brother, we played it every day for I can't tell you how long. We played that game, and I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that game because it was a person that thought about 2 little kids that didn't have anything and bought us something. You know what I mean? Took out time to choose something and give it to us. And I never forget that she gave that to me. You know what I mean? And sometimes you take out time to do, like I said, do for other people. You know what I mean? That's what we are here for. This whole month I've been giving people. You know what I mean? I've been giving them myself. I've been giving them my time. I've been giving somebody needs stuff. I give them because, like I said, it's not all about this. About giving. Still playing with the phone. Okay, you in a good.
What?
You in a good mood? I see.
Yeah. How you know?
I can tell.
I'm getting ready to go to the party.
Stop playing with the phone, Dan.
No, I'm not playing with the phone. What you mean? I'm carrying it around with me.
Anyway, this is the same guy right here. Last year was first up. 2 years ago was the first time he asked me to be a Christmas gift.
Say that again.
I said 2 years ago was the first time you ever bought me a Christmas gift. You remember what it was?
I don't remember, but I want everybody to know out there that you had a certain agenda where you wanted to go with this show, and I had a different agenda. But anyway, I want everybody to know that, but I'm feeling it right now because tonight is a rare night. Trust me, tonight is a rare night.
Something
is happening here that we don't know. Something is happening here. What?
Hey, look. Everybody at a certain time in their life becomes awakening. You awakening to life experience. You awakening to what life living is really about. Sometimes we just be living and into our own minds and stuff that we don't see what it really is. You're starting to see what the real picture is. You know what I mean? You're getting ready to get on a ride that's going to take you to different places. You know what I mean? Like this Christmas party is going to take you to another whole, a whole nother life. You know what I mean? Like carousel.
You think so?
I know. Because we, like I said, we all awake at different times in our life and experience things.
Yeah.
I see a
photograph. Oh, I just put my cologne out. I put some, but I got to brush my teeth one more time. Let me tell y'all the benefit of brushing your teeth. You have to brush your teeth at least 4 or 5 times a day. And if you got partials, wear them. Because I don't wear mine.
Thank you for that.
I don't wear mine, but I almost forgot, but I'm putting them in now. Now we're gonna get for real in a minute.
What color are you wearing tonight?
You wanna know what I got on?
What?
I got on like a fake Versace.
Okay.
I got on black and brown tonight. And trust me on this right here, what I'm getting ready to say. Trust me on this. What I got on, they not gonna be ready for it. You know what I'm saying? They not gonna be ready. What you still here?
Yeah, still here.
What I got on, people ain't gonna be ready for it. They ain't gonna feel it.
The main thing is you gonna be ready. Are you gonna be ready?
Yeah, I'm fucked up.
Yeah, because you are you the main thing? Are you gonna dance? Because you know you don't like to dance. You gonna dance?
I only dance when I only can dance if I'm drunk. You know I don't dance unless I only dance off of certain records. It got to be a record that I pick. I don't dance off of nobody else's record. It got to be a record that I pick. Funkin' for Jamaica. Something by Parliament. Some real shit.
All right, well, wait for it to come out because it's going to come on. It's going to come on tonight.
Not no fake shit. Some real shit. I'm told you I'm getting ready to catch an Uber there. I'm getting ready to catch an Uber. I'm not even driving. I'm going to catch an Uber as soon as I find the chain. I always wear this chain with mommy picture on it. I don't go nowhere without that. And I'm thinking I'm going with it. It's still raining?
Well, yeah, you know it's probably going to rain the rest of the night.
I got it. Well, I'm throwing on one of my fur coats because people don't know. People don't understand what's really going on here. You know when you, You know when, you work with people, but, they don't really know you. You know what I'm saying? Like the lady you be talking about. Like the lady you be talking about. See, she don't really know you. That's why she
nobody
play
really
like that.
Know.
That's why she play like that, because she don't really know you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
if she really knew you, she wouldn't play like that. But she don't really know you.
People like people. They could play with. They could stab them in the back. They could lead them the way they want to lead them. They don't like people that's sure of themselves. You know what I mean? So, like I said, from jail, once you know where you're going, and so you know, and you believe in yourself, and you know who's your source in life, you don't have to worry about other people.
I saw a photograph back down memory lane.
Something wasn't right about that phone call, though.
Why?
Something wasn't right. You hear the echo?
Yeah, that's going on for a minute.
Oh, that's because I got two phones. I'm getting ready to cut one of them off. Because I'm getting ready to call Uber in a minute. Oh shit! I gotta make sure I'm right. Because once I cut this other phone off, I can't hear myself. So you're gonna have to tell me if my sound is right. All right. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to hang up this other phone. 1 second. This shit is killing me. Okay, cool. Now, we still live. We still live on the air, everybody. What I'm going to do is I see everybody that's on the line listening. What I'm going to do, everybody, because I'm going to call an Uber, I got to bounce. I'm going to bring everybody live, but I want everybody to mute your phone. Mute your phone so we won't hear you talking in the background or whatever you're doing in case somebody want to come on and say something, if you want to say something. So I'm making everybody live. Just mute your home phone or your cell phone. So we won't hear nothing in the background. All right. So let me see. Hold up. So everybody, let me see. Hold up. Everybody is live right now. So everybody mute your phones. Okay. We good. It's 9:13. Let me see. I'm getting ready to call an Uber. I want everybody to stay with me as we do. We doing this live. We doing this live right now. Hold up. Let me get the address to the place. My family always been a funny family. I'm going to tell you in a minute. Well, not my whole family, but some of them. Some of us, we seem to live for shit like this. All right, 192 Market Street, Elmwood Park. 192 Market Street, Elmwood Park. All right. I'm calling the Uber. Hold up. Oh, no. My bad. You still here, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold up. I'm calling the Uber real quick.
All right, Market Street. 192 Market Street, Elmwood Park. $10.90. Confirmed. Confirmed pickup. How many minutes?
I saw your friend.
Be careful what you say. Be careful what you say out here. Oh shit! It's 2 minutes away.
It's 2 minutes away. It's 1 minute away. It's 1 minute away, and I don't even know. I don't even know where my house is at.
Find my house keys. Oh, I got my house keys. Now I got to get an umbrella.
You got
okay,
your charger?
I got the umbrella.
Nah, I don't need no charger. Fuck a charger.
How about your wallet?
Yeah, I got my wallet. You really trying to act like a you really trying to act like a big sister, right?
Well, you say you're drunk.
I didn't say that. I didn't say I was drunk. I didn't say that.
Don't get me wrong.
The Uber came too quick.
Oh, it ain't raining out here no more.
I'm good.
Okay.
Whew. Let me see. Wait a minute. Hold up. You got to look at the number on this shit. What kind of car is it? Wait a minute. KWS. Oh, there you go right here. I'm looking. Okay. I got an old white man, y'all. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. I'm going to my first Christmas party in my whole lifetime.
No way.
Really? Yup. Word up. How you doing?
A
I don't know what it is. You from Patterson?
No, I'm
from Glen Rock.
Yeah, so.
Oh, okay. I'm actually doing a podcast. You live on my podcast. Not your face, just your voice. So I told everybody to stay with me while I go to the party. So how what's going on with Uber tonight?
It was really busy earlier today when it was raining.
Yeah.
Slowed down a little bit right now. We'll probably pick up because the bar scene kind of gets in about an hour.
So. You working all night?
I am. I work till like 2, 3 a.m.
I used to do Uber, and I used to work every Friday, Saturday night, all the way overnight.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that's when, you know, the freaks come out at night.
Oh, man.
You know, I done had some, I done had a drunk lady in the car who wouldn't get out, and I had to leave her. Which the address she put, I left her on the lawn. For real, I done had a lady that wanted to give me a tip and gave me a dollar bill tip, and it was full, and when I opened it, it was full of cocaine, fell on my lap. For real. I done had some crazy experience.
Yeah.
2 years doing Uber.
Yeah.
But that was 2000, I think the 2017. But it was cool, though.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I completely forgot. Like, one of my first rides, I got a dime bag and, like, a tip.
I got you got a dime bag for a tip.
That's weird, man.
How long you been doing Uber?
About a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. What brought you to Uber? Is it an extra job or is it your only job?
Right now it's my only job, flexibility.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, see, when I was doing it, it was a problem because I only had one car and I was married.
Yeah.
So trying to do Uber and then use the car, her use the car, was too much. So if I ever did Uber again, I'd just get a car directly for Uber.
Yeah.
It's directly for you. Oh, yeah, I did that, too. I had to rent a car from, I had it from Enterprise.
Okay, yeah.
That shit was like, it was a lot of money a week. It was like back then, like in 2017, I think I was paying $262 a week. And everything after that was mine. But I was humping. And I was only doing the weekends.
Yeah,
So this is a rental car, but you do it for Uber and they let you keep it.
Yeah.
It's cool, though, but you got to be humping.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah, you good then. Because I know I did it before. You got to be humping.
So you from Glen Rock?
Yeah. It's like 5 miles.
How you wind up in Patterson?
I've been up all the way up to Mahwah to Jersey City today.
Oh, you so you caught a ride to Patterson, and then you got another ping while you was in Patterson.
That's exactly it, yeah.
When you get shit to Patterson, do you feel funny when you come to Patterson?
No, I'll be honest. I hit up Patterson pretty often because it's like there's a lot of rides here.
Yeah, okay. I thought you might be like, yo, fuck Patterson. I'm not coming here. Like,
I think, you know what? Maybe I'm like that. I haven't had a single problem. I've probably done 1,000 rides in Patterson. I haven't had any problems.
Nah, I used to do a lot of Patterson rides. Actually, when you picked me up from, I used to turn it on when I was in the house. And when I get a call, I would go outside.
Yeah.
For real. And I just did all night like that. But that's cool though.
Yeah.
Like this, because you know everybody, people feel like you white, right?
Yeah.
You Jewish?
No.
You just white, European.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So coming to Patterson, a lot of people might feel funny.
No, absolutely. No, I get.
Nah, but I could tell already you a people's person,
yeah,
so it don't really matter.
No. Listen,
I've had guys get in the car. I had one guy get in the car and talk about how he's taking Ubers now because he just got out, and they know his car, and he doesn't want to die. I'm like, oh, I'm like, dude, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, oh, man, I'm like, oh, 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 I'm like, stopped raining though. But yeah, I'm on the way. I drive school buses, so they doing a Christmas party. And for some reason, I've never been to a Christmas party in my life, but for some reason, something told me to go to this Christmas party. So if it backfired on me, I know it was negative. But it should. And really when I came here, because I put my name in the damn grab bag, so I bought somebody a present, so I want to get my damn present. That's why I'm really here. I'm petty. Like, I want my present.
But did you bring the present with you?
No, I gave it to him earlier. That's my focus right there. I got a cool-ass Uber driver from Glen Rock.
How you doing?
I told my podcast that I'm going to take it all the way to the door. I'm going to take them all the way to the door with me, to the Christmas party. I let them know that this is my first Christmas party I'm ever going to, ever. How was your Christmas party? Huh? It better not be no what there. What did you say?
Who?
Yo. You said it better not be no what there.
Who?
You said it better not be no what there.
No, I said you better not be coughing there.
Be what?
Coughing. You know, people don't like for coughing.
Coughing?
Yeah, coughing and sneezing.
I got a mask on. I bet you nobody here won't have a mask on. I got a fucking mask on. I don't play that shit. You know that. You know our mother died from COVID. My mother died from COVID in 2020. So I don't play that. I don't play that. Yeah.
Are you there already?
Almost. It took them all around the world just to go to Elmwood Park.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Dawn texted me. She said, thank you very much for the stuff for the Christmas party. Shiana, she listening.
Yeah, nobody, you let nobody else come in.
Damn, I told them they all lied. I'm going right here somewhere. That's it right there, right? The B-O-P-O-P-O.
Yeah, that's it right there. They said it's next. Ain't that some shit next to the police station? What a brother gonna do?
Oh yeah,
yo,
yeah,
thanks
yeah.
a lot, man. You been real, man. All right, you take it easy. I'll give you 5 stars in the tip because I'm feeling generous. I told my giving 5 stars and a tip because I'm feeling generous tonight.
Yeah, you feeling
okay,
generous tonight. Let me tell you.
Huh?
Yeah, you feeling generous.
Yo, this shit is packed. This shit is packed right here. For real. This shit
That's
is
okay.
crazy.
It's
God.
It's your whole job.
God. God damn. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm
going to go. No, I don't need one. Hey, how you doing, y'all? I don't need one.
I said, you just got one on.
People going to the bank here, they must need some. They must need some money.
You got? It's probably not an open bar.
What's up? Huh?
It's probably not an open
what you
bar.
Say?
I said, it's probably not an it's open
probably.
Bar.
I ain't buying shit to drink. I already was drinking. I see somebody going across the street to the liquor store. I ain't doing that. Look, and all, I'm like, I see the nigga that was in my grab, man. So everybody out there that's on my podcast, actually, I'm in Elmwood Park. I'm getting ready to go into the party. Let me go. I'm opening the door because I've seen a couple of black people. Yeah, actually, it's actually at the door. We live right now, and I just walked in the door. Let me see. It looks like it's a lot of people here. So you got to continue the show. All right, you got to continue
what?
The show. You got to
continue, no, I ain't
continue
the show.
So
it's over for me.
Huh?
It's over for me.
You
can,
whenever you want to hang up, just hang up. Whenever you want to hang up.
No, you just say goodnight to everyone, and I'm going to say goodnight. And we'll start next week.
All right. So listen, everybody, it's been the end of the show. I just walked into the party. I thought it was more crowded on the dance floor, but it's not. But it's crowded at the bar, but it's not crowded at in the actual place, but it's crowded as bar. So I'll let y'all know. That. Hey, everybody going, what's up? Nick and Nick, how you doing? What's going on? All right. So everybody talking about going across the street to the liquor store. How you doing? All right, to the, to the ATM. I guess they got to get money for the bar. But anyway,
yeah.
Thanks for everybody listening. Thanks for everybody tuning in. LaToya, thanks for her tuning in. Who else? I see my cousin, Mass, my sister, everybody tuning in tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And until we see you next week, anything you want to say, Lisa?
Nah, just everyone enjoy their week. Take it down. Be safe. Try to make it to the holiday. Just think about it's about the season. The season.
Right.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
But everyone
right.
have a good
right.
night, bruh. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
If you get there, you can't get home. You know, you can call me. I got your back.
No, I'm catching an Uber home. I'm good.
Okay.
I ain't driving
just you know.
Shit right next to the police station. And Mass listening, Mass, he listening. Remember we had to pick him up from the police station next door?
I picked you up.
He listening to the show. Remember when me and my sister had to come pick you up from the police station next door?
I picked you up too.
No. We picked him up. I wasn't locked up. He was locked up.
You was locked up there too. I picked you up.
No, I wasn't locked up there.
Yeah,
that time.
I did.
He was locked
mommy.
Up there.
I picked you up. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go ahead. Damn,
I know you is.
It ain't
have
no niggas
night.
Here. It's about 40 women here. I don't see no niggas.
Ain't no niggas in the world.
Damn, that's crazy. I ain't no,
it ain't no guys here. It's all ladies here. I won't
so you
be
like
here
it
long.
Like that?
No.
Huh?
You like it
nah,
like
I
that?
I won't be here. Nah, hell no. No, I don't. I don't fuck around like that.
All right, anyway, I'll talk to y'all later. Everybody's signing out. Until next time, keeping it real. Lisa, thank you, everybody. This is Jay Sean signing out. One time for your mind. Peace. We out of here. Bye.
And then